my recollection, we did Sif Ches, and Simon Top Samar Zayin, Sif Ches. We just started the Mishnah Berurah, and we're holding the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chaf Hei. Okay, so the question over here was buying foodstuffs from the goy, which are not have no shaykhs, the chametz batsim, but there's always a possibility of him then mixing in as an ingredient, mixing in other items. We said it, so mechabris, you don't have to worry about it because you're not machzikisser. So buying honey that maybe he mixed some flour into the honey, you're not mechiv dechashish. Comes to the Ramah says some people are machmer. And the meaning of these medinas is not to the only honey which they use is the honey which comes directly from the hives. Shalechol dvash rak, the honey which comes directly from the hives. Pirish shem dvash zeh shem avim bechabes min hakaveris shemur bayadai and hashai, which has, you see it came from the hives because it has the wax inside of it still. Noyagin laachloi. And they eat it as is. They also make a drink out of it. At that stage, it wasn't possible. Really, it wasn't common, or it wasn't possible. Wasn't common to do ziyuf, as opposed to you take the honey after it's been processed, etc. You add a little bit of flour, etc. Gives a little bit of body to it. You can't really tell. It was over here. So the wax in it, etc., apparently wasn't so common to adulterate it. A few losses when a mashka med be pesach shorim mishum simchus yantav imein la mashka acheres. Even though go make the drink on yantav itself, you be allowed to do. Aba mashka mevian be kelim katanim shemenukim min hashayva. But when you get it ready after it's already been processed and the wax has been removed, over there, Derek HaAkum La'arav Ben Kemach was a common issue that they would mix in flour. Then also Lachle Afalas is a man of Mashka Pesach. You can't eat it. You can't make a drink out of it, etc. On Pesach, to make the drink even before Pesach is also. Not only is it on Pesach is a problem. Even before Pesach, because then theoretically, when you make the drink, you're taking this thing and it has X amount of flour in it. You add the water, you add other ingredients, so maybe there'll be shishim. So before Pesach, you would discuss the potential of bittul, but on Pesach itself, obviously bittul's not going to help. So not only is on Pesach a problem, but some people are machmir even before Pesach. Mishum the motzi shemorovim v'kemach harbe. You can't rely on the fact that you're going to have shishim in the water and the honey, etc., to the flour which is mixed in. Similarly, they also are careful. The second chumra which these people do is they don't rely on the fact that you've got it directly from the hive with the honey with the wax still in it. They don't do that either. Why? What's this chumra about? The chumra there that was not common to mix in flour. Mistakenly, people would assume that honey is permitted, and they would permit even the honey which is not in that state, and it was common to mix in flour. So they said, you know what? Honey's out. What was yes acceptable? It was still in the comb totally. It wasn't, you know, there's the wax mixed in, but it was still totally in the comb. So it's totally in the comb. The honeycomb came with it. So that already that they were not that was clear to everybody. That's a different item, and that they were not machmer on. Then in Maisa Basias Mashka Med Kadam Pesach. So Lamaisa, what do we do with this? Making the med before Pesach, again, the idea would be, even if there's something mixed in, it would be Baltel B'Shishim. Mashmah Dibre Echardim is the Noigim Ashram L'Hokol Af Me'osim Shaboyim B'Kelim B'Tanim. Even the ones which there was potentially flour mixed in, were Noig to be Mekel, the Talinan, Shi'is Baltel, Kemach B'Shishim, Retailer, there's a Bittel B'Shishim. Unless you know over there was very common to add a large amount. Probably the argument over here that's going to be the reason why they're makel is because you have elements of a sveika. You don't know for sure that they mixed in flour, and if they did, it's very possible the rishishim can negative. So you have to study them why to be makel. Become welcome. Hamachr b'zesh alolasis mashke med kimei adrash abo b'chavis yimashayber. People would only use the honey, which was not the derech to mix flour, because it still had the wax in it. Tabel of Baruch, obviously, that's something which is praiseworthy. That's mixing it before Pesach, so you have the added advantage of Bitul B'Shisha. Now, eating it on Pesach itself, the Devash, which comes from the Chavius, which means it has the wax still in it, and therefore, in general, they did not mix flour in, so really it's not a real concern. So the only thing was sometimes where people were machmer, because it's much clearer to people, you say honey's out, then if this honey's in, this honey's out, is much more confusing. So people had the minhag not to do that. So totally b'minhag makarmis, so that's all in the minhag makim. Whatever, and over here the minhag is the mekel. Okay, come welcome, sir. Lacher relate the minhag makarmis. No, keish makarmis shenosin lechem bekaveris b'shas redia or shad the worm shall chometz. You didn't really need to check out what the common reality was. A minhag makarmis doesn't mean necessarily mean the Jewish minhag. It means what was the reality of what was the on the ground, how they used to process the honey. There are places where they actually put bread in there. I'm not sure what it does. Welcome, you can't eat on Pesach because maybe there's some crumbs of chametz mixed in. And what the last is men on med, mashke med, cut on Pesach. But making med before Pesach would be mutter because you can assume that there's shish, even if there was some crumbs, there'd be shisha. Okay. So now he says that furthermore, our minhag is the Rambam says our minhag is not to use this honey. You also don't use dried figs and dried grapes, raisins.
Don't use what honey?
The honey which he's talking about over here, it was a common issue apparently that once the honey had been removed from the comb and all the wax had been removed out. Sometimes the goyim would add flour into the honey to stretch it a little bit. You know, instead of selling you, pure honey, which is very expensive, they'd sell you impure honey, adding other things and selling you as if it was pure, making more money out. Like that was a filler. You use like a filler, like you add a filler into a food. So that was the problem. So that they mix flour and you have a problem. Tanim Yuvashim. So, what was the problem with Tanim Yuvashim? That some people are. You have to check out what the issue was on the ground, and then you have to decide whether they should be machmer or not. So, what was the issue? The Eish Chashash Shemafazim Aleim Kemach Bashar Shemiyapshim Isom. Apparently, it was sometimes normal to put flour on them; they wouldn't stick. Whatever they wanted to do, it would help. Also, help with absorbing some of the liquid. It would help the act of Yibush. Of miyabish it, drying it, flour would help. But knowing the problem was, we get them in the option of batana, the place that you would put them in a warm place to dry out. And where was that? That was the oven. Well, the oven is a etzela pasta, was bread. There are akrash at siwa pasta in the batana. After taking the bread out, so you had a warm oven, you put it in to dry. So that was a problem that there was crumbs there. They don't do that, they do it in the sun. The Shekosim is totally minhag makarmis. It depends on what was the reality in that place, how they used to process it. You have to check out what the reality of what was the process. Again, it's not a halachic. This is minhag makarmis, that doesn't mean halachic minhag makarmis. It means the practical, what was the custom, how it was done in that process in that place. Therefore, there's a minhag in these places not to eat any dried fruits. Shum peris, yveishim, hanam tamanal. For this reason, we said that they would mix in flour, etc. But to make a drink from them, soak them and make a drink, you would soak them in the water, and the water would absorb the flavor, and you would drink the water. It would be like a prune water. Okay? I'm saying it's mutter even if you would make it on Pesach, which the Chara B'Tum Shishim doesn't help in the point in time. So what's the argument? Since it's only Chashash Ba'amo, I'm appearing Kokach Lesser Av Meshri Yosem, and I can machmer the water which they were soaked in. Even though theoretically your Chashash was maybe there was some flour in there, and if there's flour in there, you're soaking flour in the water, that's a problem. Okay, so since that wasn't a badai, A and B, because midaraisa, I guess how much is about the mashishim in that situation, some stamma that's other mako. That's only drabona. You would take the reason why we don't eat the raisins or the dried figs is because they would sometimes sprinkle flour in it. And after all, it wasn't noticeable that was there. So you have a situation where, since it wasn't noticeable that was there, that you're eating the dried fruit and there's some flour on it. So that's a problem. Comes the Mishavur, the Mishavur says, okay, but if you don't eat the fruits, if you soak the fruits in water, we drink the water. Well, Shalas, if you're worried about the flour on the fruits, the flour is going to go into the water, and you now have you have the flour in the water. So what do you accomplish? Since it's not a vadai, and that would definitely be a shishim, and that which is the promise of the Masha was only a drabono, so they weren't ma'akir. I will aim a kilim kokach, this far they will not go. The Vasha was some pesach, to cook them on pesach, okay, at least just maybe shulam a pesach, or to drink the water. The fish al yaday, abishal nikla tamam, b'bayim yosim al yaday shriyat. So the soaking it is one level, but cooking it, you get a much stronger flavor. So that was much more closer to the actual fruit, and the minute would not eat the fruit, therefore they wouldn't use the cooked water of it either. Again, this is all talking about if you did it on Pesach, because there's no bittel. If you did it before Pesach, you definitely have bittel, whether you soaked it or you cooked it. If you make it before Pesach, you don't want it sitting there on Pesach, because once it's sitting there on Pesach, there will be a that's just a question. Why? Because let's finish the thought. So you should strain it. And you should remove all the fruits. You just have the liquid left over. So if you remove it before Pesach, so then it's going to be bota b'shishim. You remove the fruits. But if you have the fruits sitting there with the flour on them, on Pesach, so he's saying there's going to be a chos of a near type of a situation. Because I guess even though theoretically any particles of the flour which shook loose of the fruits and got nisarv into the water is both mashishim and also chazav near, but any flour which is sitting on the fruits, since it's attached to the fruit and the fruit is large enough, that's not bottle, so I guess the flour wouldn't be bottle either. So he says you should really strain out all of the fruit beforehand. Okay. Shartzian says, however, if a person was not to mako, to soak it on Pesach, even though he's telling he's better than Makar, Amy for telling you can't stop them, because many of them are mako. Okay. Unless you know it was dried in such a way that there's no concern of chametz. There she in lachus the chametz. that she do a lo shidis yavish b'shemesh a betaner la'akra had sherit. You knew in this scenario that they had dried it in the sun or in an oven after they'd cashed out the oven for Pesach, so there was no kashash when he comes to him. So why nowadays the cover of dried fruit, you know, is pretty much falling by the wayside, so we don't have these issues anymore. We're a simul kula. The older generation, there is, I just want to say nowadays, there is an issue with, apparently raisins have been a bug issue recently.
Yeah.
There's been a bug issue with raisins. I think Fred was telling me that they were. What?
I'm not buying them anymore. Bugs in them. Yeah, like worms. They seem that bad.
It's interesting. In these areas, it's you know, it really changes. It can change from year to year. It can change from year to year, from season to season. It can change from field to field. I was actually talking to somebody who works in this area. He says he can even find a difference in fruit in different sides of a field. An area which is more open to the sun versus someone which is more shaded. A higher, lower. More wind, less wind, they make a difference regards to the amount of infestation of bugs. So that it's bugs, infestation.
I remember said that the copepods in New York, he said, you'd find them 1 block, 2 blocks later, you wouldn't find it. He said, it depends how the pipes curve and everything.
Really?
He told me that, yeah. I told him I saw them in the New York water or something.
You actually saw it with your eyes?
I've seen them. Yeah.
You've seen it with your eyes?
Yeah.
What do they look like?
They're meatballs. No. They look like little. You can't see that it's a bug with your eyes.
You can see that there's something there.
You see a speck.
No, I can see it.
And then, but if you watch it, you watch it move. And then you can see a little leg.
I saw the picture in the Yiddish paper in New York, and I went up and I said, "Gee, you can't see this out of the microscope. What's going on?" I went up to my in-law's sink in Far Rockaway. I just took the glass. I held it. There they were. Translucent. I found them just like in the pictures. But here they don't have them. The water, no. They don't even want them. I went to my uncle's house in Lakewood and I had to go to the store. I told him, I went over the sink to get it. They said, don't look at it. We have a chazak here that it's kosher. I wasn't going to check.
Now, next thing he brought over here was the sukkah was that it was also to eat the sugar, and it's even also to keep the sugar. There was a problem of chometz with the sugar, so that even applied to Bayer Bayer Motzeh. Apparently, there was a real concern. They were mixing flour. They would not mix flour into that type of sugar. I don't know exactly what it looks like. It's called. It looks like a hat, but I don't know what that means. Yeah. The minig was not using a Pesach, and they would sell. Once you're selling your chametz anyway, you might as well sell it also. The Eved Mutar La'Akra Pesach. If you didn't sell it, it would be mutter. We got me up to Va'Akra, and we said that the minig was the last day to eat it. If you have a heksher from if there's a rav in the place where they made it, so we trust him that he knows what he's doing. So then people would use it. So it wasn't blocks of sugar, but it was ground up sugar, which is what we get. So that they would talk that there was this real problem. They used to mix in flour. That was a common thing they used to do. So therefore, the problem was they would. There's also to keep them even to keep them in your home in Pesach. You have to sell them. Become b'diavad shomer, but hishu some the mashra kadam dein lesser gam. But said, even that situation, we're not going to ask it because we don't. It's not a vade. So we said before, it's sofik chomer shomer lePesach is mutter. Rabbi Shai Chuba of the hechsher b'zeh linyan lochel chachila. How you could find, could process it in a way to make sure that you're allowed to use it. We don't. All of a sudden, the gantos. I mean, our sugar comes with the very firm hechshers. Very happy. But that the mini blilus sukkar shemachapim behem mini peiris ubesamim. Can oisin asim ikimin chararus katanas mblilus sukkar. Skimar chodim divari yesh lochus shemi yesh behem mechavra turmes chometz. Also the hashes medina kolshken loch lama filu beyam tevarach and shalgonis. Even though the minig was this sukkar, which the Rama mentioned, was to eat it on the last day of Pesach, but. Sugar candy type of thing, but this what he's talking about over here, which I don't know exactly what it is, but the common issue was that they used to mix in flour, so that was midina. You have to be machmer. Okay, he said the last day there was a minhag on the last day of Yom Tov, on the eighth day, Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis on the eighth day, they would eat the Paris Yerushim and they would eat the sugar candy. Okay, then Lam Yom Tov Achim Shogolis Kibin Shumi Rabbanon. Since it was only a chumra the mirabonah to add the last day, so something which is not a real vada, it's not a vada, it's just a chashash. The minig became not to be machmer on it. Now that's not so poshut. Not so poshut for two reasons. You see from the Chazal that the time and time again the Chazal did not want us. Do something would look like zilzul v'yom tov sheni, because of whatever reason they felt it's important to keep yom tov sheni going because it was a suffix deraisa originally a suffix deraisa. Whatever reason they felt to do that, they didn't want to let you deal with it as a derabbanan, because that wasn't the point. The point was to continue to be knowing with it as if it's possibly the deraisa. So we'll see more later on. We talk about it later on. So, but these things, there's going to be some element of minig involved in them. These were cheshoshers, but apparently the minig was to make on the last day. And they were makel on the dried fruits, the sukkah candle, and shein b'cheshash chametz. Unless you had a real bona fide cheshash chametz, they were makel. Sukkah candle sheyesh by ain ze sukkar a mavushal and etach lechatichus on a karm sukkar candle. It's not what we make rock crystal candy. And you boil up the sugar in the water, and then you break into pieces. Sheyesh we have a chashash kimos yosemi also lashasim those. Again, the common issue was they would come in pieces. They would mix flour. Ve'elochlam afilu b'yom tov ha'akron. So it's not, so that we call sugar candle, sugar candies, whatever it was. That's not what. What is this heter? Elahud sugar habomi medinas candia. Bukein hut sugar shalonu comes in the same form. The common was that over there there wasn't the problem. They didn't add flour. Kamocha mashar yomim in loachlam kima al yedei hechsher. You don't eat it unless you have a vada. Somebody went and checked and put a hechsher on it. The last day, we're making without the hechsher. Because you brought the hokul gamba mebliilus sugar and all that, you shouldn't come to make it by other types of sugar. Because I heard the avle chachila mevada ain yesh yizor shalom the hashen sugar candle shalom mebliilus sugar. Not only should you not eat them, you shouldn't keep them. Kamalkim im orim rehisha ison ain lesser achar pesach. If you kept them, you're not going to answer. But the evid ish kamasvei because it was a ein bechakyan. Okay. What are we holding over here? The minute Dinizela was not to eat karka, not to use saffron. Again, because of the problem was that they mentioned yesterday, saffron was and is extremely expensive. It's the most expensive spice which is out there. I remember one time reading the Guinness Book of World Records, like, you know, the most expensive saffron, I think it was very, very fancy saffron, was selling for over $1,000 a pound. You know, it was rivals gold. You know? So, obviously, the goyim, they would mix flour in, like mixed flour, and they sell it for you know, got that sugar, that was like the sugar, not to do that. So the chashash of ziyuv was a real problem. So that's why we don't use it. We weren't machmer on keeping them. We're only machmer on eating them. Okay.